Hi guys, this is Robin, and this is The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I'd like to say hi to my listeners today, and also hello to people listening in Montreal. I have my podcast up and running now, so you can go to citr.ca and click podcast, go down to where it says The Rib under Eclectic, and listen online if you can't catch the show when it airs at 4 p.m., anyway, today our feature album is called The Furniture Moves Underneath by The Inhabitants, which is a Vancouver group released under Drip Audio last November. It's their second full-length album, and they're in an instrumental four-piece from here with trumpet, guitar, bass, and drums, and electronic effects. And so you have J.P. Carter on trumpet and Sky Brooks on drums. They're both from Fond of Tigers as well. And Dave Sekula and Pete Schmidt as well. And so here's the first track on their album.
We'll be right back.
So that was called Kurt's Dirt from The Inhabitants' new album, The Furniture Moves Underneath, written by J.P. Carter. Okay, up next, I have something a little bit different, well, pretty different, I guess, by Add End to X, called from their album Avant Hard. And it's the fourth track. It's called Steve's Going to Teach Himself Who's Boss. This album was released on Mute Records in 99, so it's almost 10 years old now. Wow. And it's a trio, so Barry Seven, Ann Shenton, and Steve Clayton write this music. And I read on their webpage, I believe, and I just really liked this line, that they're concentrating on writing this music because of their revulsion at the rise of coffee table electronic music. So anyway, here's a track by Add End to X.
On April 17th, 18th, and 19th, Vivo Media Art Center and CITR 101.9 FM present Signal and Noise. Currently in its ninth year, Signal and Noise is a laser blast of sonic dissidence, video trickery, primed to drag your electronic brain kicking and screaming into a new realm of media art. Based on the theme of media intercourse, Signal and Noise features artists from all over the globe. Each evening presents three elements: a diffusion segment where the audience can sit or lie down within a circle of eight speakers and listen to compelling compositions. Next, festival participants can mingle amongst a series of installations like Endless Kiss or Sex Noise and various slab works presented by Vivo staff members, or a blanket tent presented by the Seam Rippers. Capping off the festival are a series of live performances by the likes of Robot Cowboy, Ghost Taco, Triptych, Touching Velvet, to name a few. Signal and Noise at the Video in 1965 Main Street, April 17th, 18th, and 19th, brought to you by the Vivo Media Arts Center and CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, cool. I didn't know about that. I'm definitely going to check that out. Okay, so this is The Rib. I'm Robin. Oh, by the way, if you have anything that you'd like to say to me, you can always email me at Robin with a Y, C-K, Jacob, at hotmail.com. I'm totally into hearing feedback about the show, anything. So up next is another track from our feature album, a little bit more about the Inhabitants. They're influenced by a lot of noise, experimental jazz, and free improv music. And their musicians have a lot of other collaborations with Vancouver artists, such as Peggy Lee and Francois Houle. And their self-titled debut release was released in 2005, so you guys should also check that out. And after performing the Moors Festival in Germany, they're billed as the most exciting new band in Canada. So, from the most exciting new band in Canada, we have the next song called Sad Friend, written by Sky Brooks.
Thank you. Exquisite Corpse with DJ Lee.
Oh.
Thursday evening, 7:30 to 9. Radio, way outside the mark.
Some even make up their own songs, including lyrics only they can understand.
Imagine your possessions. I wonder if you can.
Three blind mice, they all ran after the farmer's wife who cut off their... with a carving knife.
All that noise. All that noise.
Getting back to the music that has come to me from another planet.
Exquisite Corp, radio with bite. I mean, that doesn't bite. On CITR 101.9, Vancouver. Thanks for listening.
All right. Up next, I have a piece for you guys by The Resonance. I'm a huge fan of a lot of The Resonance's 70s albums, especially stuff like The Commercial album. I think that was written in the 70s. Anyway, this one is from their Tweedles album, which was way more recent than that. It was released by Mute Records, and the song's called Almost Perfect.
Some people like cruel lovers, some like giving lovers, some like submissive, some like strong. The diversity of desire is endless. The beauty of it, the exquisite beauty, is the world I create. It's a perfect thing, that world. A magic place, a special place, a just the two of us place. Sometimes it feels like it could go on forever, but it never does. No matter what they say in the beginning, no matter how much they love their husbands or their boyfriends or their wives or kids or whatever, they eventually want more.
Thank you.
more than I could give, more than they should have, and it's over.
That was pretty weird. The Residence album called The Commercial Album happens to be my favorite. It's a lot different. It's just as weird. And even if you don't like what you just heard, or if you do, check it out, because it's awesome. I'm Robin. This is The Rib. Woohoo! Up next, we have another track by my feature album today, which is The Inhabitants. And this one is called... Okay. Remember, and it's written by Dave Sekula, who is the guitarist of the group. Check it out.
Thank you.
Now, I haven't really played anything more along the folky side of things on my show yet, but I found this recording done by Baby D on her album Safe Inside the Day, which was released under the Drag City label pretty recently. Baby D is an artist from Cleveland in the States. Now, I was struck by this one because if you have done any studying of romantic music or classical music and studied any of Schubert's songs, you'll probably have studied The Erl King, which was based on a poem written by Goethe. And it's based on a legend where this boy and his father are traveling at night, and the boy sees this apparition of the Erl King beckoning to him, and he tells his father, and the father just completely ignores him and says, "No, it's fine. Don't worry. You're just making it up. You're seeing things." And so they get home, and the father discovers that his son has died. And it's a creepy, creepy story. But this singer, she takes it up, and she has her own interpretation of it. This is Baby D, the Early King.
From the table, my my brother's tiny soul, all gone swallowed whole, taken by the early king. Spill the milk, spill the meat, life is bitter and death is sweet, all the bacon that a boy can eat. Come along with me. Bad bells ring, and the bad bells ring, and I am running, still running from the early king, and there's nothing there, nothing at all.
So, listening to The Rib, I'm Robin. Up next, at 5 o'clock, we have news, and then at 5:30, Career Fast Track. After that, at 6 o'clock, we have Son of Night Dreams with Jolly JT and Nimrod. And then Radio Free GAC at 7:30 with Gary Kay. And at 9 o'clock, The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, which is 3 hours long, followed by Vengeance Is Mine at Midnight, hosted by Trevor Fielding. Okay, so up next we have another track by the feature album, The Inhabitants' album, and this one is called The Rancher, and it's written by J.P. Carter.
Thank you.
Cool. Up next, I have a track by a group called Brokeback, and they're on the Thrill Jockey label. Their CD's called Looks at the Bird. If you know Tortoise, who is so cool, that band, this is the bassist from Tortoise is playing in this band. And I believe it is two bass players in this band, actually, and with Noel Coopersmith, the other bass. This album was released in 03. It's their third release. And it's the Chicago jazz community. They have all these cool albums coming out, and this is one of them. Anyway, this track's called Name's Winston, Friends Call Me James.
Oh, Flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the KISS Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
Okay, folks, so I have one more song for you today, and it's another track from The Inhabitants' album, The Furniture Moves Underneath, and this one's called Phototropism, and it's written by Sky Brooks.
Thank you.